Right now, it is time to bring in Arjun Singh, and we have a temperature of 17 degrees above zero, and if Arjun were here, he'd be covered in about 15 to 20 blankets.
No, if he were here, he would be a block of ice.
That's right. Arjun, hello.
Good morning, sir.
Are you back from, is it still wedding season?
Oh, yes, and same thing. I'm just in the room now, and windows are closed, the door is closed, and I say, it's very cold outside, and it's 73.
Yeah.
So, it's not 17, but it's 73, but it's very cold. Everyone is talking this time that we have a long winter, and it's really very cold this year. We never experienced such a cold weather before, so everyone is talking like that. It's really very cold. Everyone is having a cup of masala tea in the home there, and only talking about that. Really, this time we had a long, long cold weather. But I tell it to my friends and my relatives here and my family members there, you know, the 17 or near 17 or sometimes minus is there. And it's tough for them to believe because
I was just going to say because it's minus 8.3 Celsius. And, you know, and if you don't believe it, you don't believe it.
Well, it's not easy actually because for us 73 is cold and no one wants to go out of the home. If we have some work to go, just in the evening, we had to go to the market and Gidra was telling to me that you should go. I say you should go because here we don't have like a one mall or a shopping center where you can buy all the things in a one air-conditioned shopping mall. But you have to go out and then we have to find some shops like. For vegetables, you have to go in another area. For grocery, you have to go in another area. For any dairy items, like for bread, you have to go in other area. So no one is interested to go in the market because it's cold outside. And I remember when I was in Girdhar's age long ago, in about 1987 or 88, I still remember that at that time we had a ice factory that recently started at that time, and that was about 2.5 kilometers far from the town. So I, with my friends, we went there and we waited for more than 3 to 4 hours because there the laborers they were just loading the ice cubes from factory to in a vehicle there. So we waited for two to three hours to just see that ice cubes because we never experienced what kind of that because at that time we had no refrigerators at home. So I still remember first time when I saw that ice cube. For me, it was really I still close my eyes and I can feel that. We are very far from there, far from, because they never allowed us to go, come close to that vehicle and to touch that ice cube. But I can feel the cold because the white thing which I saw there, it was big. I think it's more than 50 kilograms. It's a big, big cube. But for many, many days, we talked about that what kind of thing was that. So you can think that for us, it's really unusual when the snow or the cold weather, for us, it's very different. Now, the people, they have refrigerators at home and they have some ice cubes and they get it. But still in the weddings, we go to that factory and then we buy ice cubes there. And we have the only factory in Jaisalmer that they just make that kind of ice cubes and you buy it like 10 kilograms and 20 kilograms. So always for the people of Jaisalmer who are habitually in living the temperature of 120 degree Fahrenheit, it's tough that they can't tolerate that kind of weather. It's 73 and everyone is saying, oh my God, we are in trouble because all the parents, they want their kids to stay in the home. Nobody allows them to go out because they think that they will get sick and then you have to go to the hospital and to the doctors and all those things. So really, it's very different. Not only the culture, but the atmosphere and the weather is also different here.
It's interesting. Yeah, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking about the climate change debate. And over here, it's not so easy to see because we have winters like this. But when I hear someone like you, Arjun, talking from a region that has never experienced a winter like you are experiencing, that goes into the equation mightily because it's obviously not just something that's been short-lived. Your whole winter so far has been much colder than normal.
Oh, yes. And what is polar cold?
Sorry?
Polar cold.
The polar vortex?
Yeah, polar cold. Yeah, polar cold. And really, Arjun, you've never seen it this cold before there, this long, right?
Mm.
Is that true?
Polar cold means it's extreme cold, right? It's very cold.
No, it means that air from the very from the far north, the jet stream basically drops, and that air, which is usually blocked north of Canada, comes into comes in.
Oh, I thought it's related to polar bear.
Well, it is. It is, because that the polar region is very cold. In fact, right now, apparently, it is colder in Minneapolis and Chicago than it is in Antarctica. But we'll see.
I have a friend that checked in from Indiana, Barry Lown, and temperatures were there 10 to 25 below. Well, those were temperatures.
Laura Goodman is in Chicago, and she just walked the dog, and she said it's not. They told restaurants to shut for today, and for people not to go out. But she's it wasn't as bad as she expected. So it's interesting because, you know, again, people are trained to numeric value. It's like, oh well, it's this number, therefore it must be this, and in fact, it's. For you at 73, very cold, and
and not only for the human beings, it's really bad for animals, because here the people, they are not prepared for that. And when in the morning, when I wake up and I go out of the home in the street there, it's 6:30 or 7, and I can see dogs and the cows. They are shivering there. They are in a huge trouble because they wait for the sunlight. Because if there's the sunlight, and then they are back to life. But if it's not, they are in trouble. And I can see them a whole night. The dogs in the street, they barking loudly because I know it's very cold outside, and they have no particular places where they can stay and keep themselves safe. So stray dogs and many animals and cows and dogs, so they are always in trouble, and I think a lot for them, because we the human beings, we can keep ourselves in the rooms there, and we have blankets, but what with those thousands of them, they are just in the streets there, and they have no place to stay. So it's really a tough time, and I always pray to the God that soon we need some temperature that is good for all of us, not only for human beings, but for the animals, so they can be stay in that kind of temperature. Otherwise, it's really cold, and it's really bad for them.
All right. And in the meantime, also pray to the gods for us, because I don't personally love it when it's 17 degrees.
And stay warm here, Arjun. We'll speak to you next week and see if you've froze, if you've thawed out.
Or if your prayers were answered, even better.
I will just open the fridge, and now I will keep my hand inside, and I will feel what is 17, because I know it's tough.
Okay.
It's colder than that.
All right, Arjun, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Take care. Now, that is Around the World with Arjun Singh.